आप सुन रहे हैं SBS हिंदी। अपने रेडियो पर हर शाम सुनिए हमारा कार्यक्रम। आप हमारा कार्यक्रम हमारी वेबसाइट पर और SBS मोबाइल ऐप द्वारा सुन सकते हैं। sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।
हमसे जुड़िए जब आप चाहें SBS हिंदी पॉडकास्ट कलेक्शन, SBS ऑडियो ऐप, SBS साउथ एशियन के YouTube चैनल या फिर थर्ड पार्टी पॉडकास्टिंग प्लेटफॉर्म जैसे Spotify पर। आप हमें लाइव सुन सकते हैं हर शाम 5 बजे डिजिटल रेडियो टीवी चैनल 305 SBS ऑन डिमांड या फिर हमारी वेबसाइट पर भी।
Warm welcome to SBS program, John Pesutto. You are Victoria's opposition leader and a Liberal Party member. You have an extensive record of service in government, public policy and also in Victorian community. Let me first start by asking you, as a son of Italian migrant parents, you have an understanding of a migrant experience in Australia. Could you share your vision of a socially cohesive Victoria? And explain what you would have done to make Victoria safe and inclusive.
Yeah, look, it's a really important question. And I think our multicultural story is always evolving. And so from the time when, say, my parents came here from Italy in the 1960s, we've progressed a lot as a country. And the multicultural model that we've had is, I would argue, preeminent across the world. I think we've demonstrated to the world that we have proven diversity can work. But that doesn't mean we don't face challenges as our nation's story continues to unfold. And with so many more people from all parts of the world coming to Australia, not just from what we would call Europe and continental Europe and broader Europe, obviously the United Kingdom. So I think one of the things that I would say is, for me, going forward and the next chapter of multiculturalism means that it's more intercultural in the sense that we can, in my view, enthusiastically accept and embrace the fact that a lot of multicultural celebrations, customs and traditions are no longer multicultural, in my view. They're Australian in the sense that Australia today has changed from what it was 50 years ago, 100 years ago, 200 years ago, 2,000, 20,000 years ago. So, for example, Diwali, in my view, is an Australian celebration as much as it is an Indian one. Ramadan is not just a celebration for our Islamic community. It's an Australian because it's so embedded now in our culture. Holi festivals, Lunar New Year. I mean, we now celebrate this and I look forward to it amongst all of the celebrations that we have. So when I say that our multiculturalism is evolving, that's what I mean. It's this concept and vision of Australia and Victoria where we are comfortable and very excited by the fact that we're one big diverse family. We're not just a big enthusiastic group of different families that came from different parts of the world. Now, that comes with its own challenges, but it means that we can do this. We can take multiculturalism to the next step, which is, I want to be able to say that Diwali is as much of an important celebration to me as it is to somebody who's first generation Indian or Sri Lankan or whatever it might be, whatever festival we're talking about. So for me, that's my vision of a cohesive society where we can actually enthusiastically embrace that and mediate those differences. With that, though, comes to the second part of your question, how you keep communities safe in that environment. And I think it's something that political leaders in particular, but all of us bear as a responsibility, which is to instill in all peoples, particularly our younger generations coming through, that our democracy and the strength of the values that underpin our democracy depend, yes, on the laws, but more importantly, on a culture and a dedication to those values. And amongst those values is not just freedom and equality. They're the outcomes. They're the goals of policy. It requires in each of us a sense of forbearance, a sense of understanding, not just tolerance, something more than that. An intellectual and a social curiosity to want to engage with other communities that we might not be as familiar with. And so it is a mountain of work that we've got to undertake to get us through to that next chapter that I'm talking about. But it is here. We have every part of the world represented in Australia today and part of the Australian family. So for me, that's how I would do that. The law is a big part of it, but culture is an even bigger part.
The large part of the migrant community are the international students. And they are facing several challenges for now many years, like housing is one of the most important one. There is a cost of living pressure now. There is ever-changing visa rules. And also now visa fees has also gone up for these international students. Do you have any action plan for them to give them some kind of relief if you come to power?
Yeah, so as a state government, we wouldn't set the policy necessarily. It's largely a Commonwealth government decision, but we have a voice in that as a state and as a large state. So I can tell you without any hesitation that I don't want to see our international student market harmed. I think it's very important for the country. I don't want to see international students targeted for the wrong reasons, in the sense that blamed for the housing crisis. I think we're facing a housing crisis for other reasons. I think it's been a complete and utter failure, I would argue, if you don't mind me being directly political about it, but I do think the Victorian Labor government has completely botched the housing crisis. And because of our debt and high taxes, we're not seeing as many homes built. I don't think you should blame international students for that. International students, apart from giving so many people from around the world the opportunity to study with our fine tertiary institutions and even our fine vocational providers, education providers, it's a huge economic market for us. It's one of our fourth largest exports, international education. So it's a very important market that we need to protect. So I want to see international students continue to come to Australia in strong numbers. They provide Australian jobs. They support household consumption in Australia. And yes, they need accommodation like everybody else, but I don't think we should be blaming international students for the failure of state governments.
Yeah. Now, Victoria has a vibrant Indian community, and we all talk about how they contribute to the state's economy. But still, there is no Indian representation in the Victorian Parliament. Will that change under your leadership?
Yes, I want to see more Indian people of Indian background pre-selected, and will be pre-selected for seats in Victoria. We had a number of great candidates who I continue to work with around the state who are of Indian background. They were just so aspirational and inspirational. So I'm very conscious that I want to ensure, and my party does do this, its membership is very diverse. We have an enormous part of our membership is people with Indian backgrounds, but Sri Lankan backgrounds, Asian backgrounds, European backgrounds, all over the world is represented. So we've actually got a very diverse membership, but that's not yet reflected in the parliament. But that is a function of time, and that is going to change. So we will see more, particularly candidates of Indian background, pre-selected.
Coming back to the Victorian politics, we just saw Jacinda Allen going to India. And she announced some of the major announcements that she mentioned during her visit on international students, on the new strategy towards India. What did she miss during her trip? And what you would have done if you were the Premier?
Well, look, I'm on record as saying that I supported the Premier's trip to India. I'll be going next year as opposition leader to India. So I think it's a very important relationship to build. So I certainly supported that. And look, there were some announcements out of it. There was the Kabaddi announcement, which came just a few weeks ago. There was the announcement with Sonata Software, although there wasn't much detail around that. Look, what I would say about it is that on the one hand, yes, I support strongly the visit, and every premier should go to India at least once in a term. But I would have liked to have seen some more specific things come out of it. I would have liked to have seen a more active trade delegation part of it. I mean, India is a booming economy, and it just continues to go from strength to strength, and we need to be a part of that. We have such a strong diaspora here. So I would have liked to have seen more outcomes from a trade perspective come out of it. But I don't want to be... I don't want to be too critical of it. I mean, I think they're not easy things to do. I certainly would have made sure that part of my KPIs in going to India would be to come back with some trade outcomes, more than what we've seen here. But look, we'll welcome whatever we've got. It's just a very important relationship, and for the sake of
our question, We saw Melbourne making headlines a couple of months back, you know, for the clashes that erupted in Federation Square. There were reports of temples getting vandalized in Melbourne, in Victoria as well. My question to you is, will there be any action plan in place if you emerge as a leader of the state to prevent similar incidents in the state?
Yes. Yes, there will be. And we need to have laws passed, and we've proposed these. I've proposed them in the last few days, where we would protect places of worship and also ensure that Victoria Police is tasked not just with the law enforcement, but an awareness piece and a culture piece, where they could be working with groups to mediate potential differences and existing differences, many of them ancient in their origins, to be honest. But we have to do more to protect that basic freedom that people have to practice their faith. And it is not pleasing. In fact, it is rather disheartening to see reports from around the world that are showcasing Melbourne for all the wrong reasons. But it is why, as a premier, you need to be very active and very vocal and very immediate in your response. You can't just hide for 3 days and then come out and say, oh, well, we'll look at something in the future. These images are being projected around the world. So you need urgent action, and we will have urgent action.
And I can't go without asking this last question.
Sure.
Is, will Liberal Party win the next election?
Yes, we will. But can I add this caveat? It will be the product of hard work. I'm not saying that because it should be handed to us. I know it can't be. And I just want to say to all of our listeners, as Liberal leader and as Alternative Premier, I'm just working every day, fighting for every single person's vote of support so we can fix the state. And, you know, it is important to win for the right reasons. I don't want to win for the sake of power. I want to win the next election with my colleagues so we can fix the state.
And you have the tight grip on the leadership?
Yes, yes. And we're doing well. We've pulled ahead consistently on all the polls. Primary vote, well ahead of the government. We've pulled ahead two-party preferred. And as preferred premier, we've got a number of polls now putting me in front. So it's a good thing. We're on the right track. We're not there yet. And I say to our listeners, we will take nothing for granted. We work really hard. But it's time for a change in Victoria, right? We've seen now a government that's run out of ideas. And our debt is the worst. Our taxes are so high. And they're not going down. They'll continue to go up under Labor. We need change. And I'm offering that change.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
हमसे जुड़िए जब आप चाहें SBS हिंदी पॉडकास्ट कलेक्शन SBS ऑडियो ऐप SBS साउथ एशियन के YouTube चैनल या फिर थर्ड पार्टी पॉडकास्टिंग प्लेटफॉर्म जैसे Spotify पर आप हमें लाइव सुन सकते हैं हर शाम 5 बजे डिजिटल रेडियो टीवी चैनल 305 SBS ऑन डिमांड या फिर हमारी वेबसाइट पर भी
SBS रेडियो से डाउनलोड करने के लिए आपका धन्यवाद हमारा पूरा कार्यक्रम आप कैसे सुने इसके लिए sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।